This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Monday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff there. Coming up tonight, we're going to try and squeeze as much of this in as possible. People are angry at the carpool lane because some people are driving hybrids, apparently. We'll tell you about that. Also, a White House intruder over the weekend. We'll clue you into the details there. An immorality survey has, well, discovered some interesting findings. And, Torgo, you're going to share those with us.
All three of those are just people that I want to destroy. So it's great.
Nuclear bombing threatened on Iran. The army has yet again lowered its standards for recruitment. We'll share with you what their newest standards lowering was. And also news about California. A small town is just basically saying, come on in here, immigrants, and offering them protection. So we'll give you the details on that. But we need to go back to the phones first, because this is the show about your calls. And Ron in New York has been waiting very patiently. Now, Ron, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Yes, and before I go any further, I have to clarify something that you did just at the break time.
Yeah.
No, I don't hate immigrants. However, I don't...
You hate freedom.
No, I don't hate freedom.
No, let them go, let them go.
Very much. However, what is freedom? Is freedom the right to violate the sovereign borders of another nation?
What the hell is a sovereign border?
Okay. A sovereign border is the borders between two countries. A sovereign border is the borderline established between a nation and a culture that is a quarter of a millennia in age.
Is this Michael
that's
Savage?
You're
no,
Michael
that's
Savage,
not Michael
aren't
Savage.
You?
No, not at all.
I hate
my own broadcast right now. However, let's face facts. What do you suggest, that there should be no border between the United States and Mexico?
I think that people should be able to cross across it freely like they do across state borders.
So then you're saying that without borders, okay, then that basically you believe in a one-world transnational culture.
Heck no.
There is no cultures.
No, I don't.
Cultures?
I mean, I don't know what culture is. Whatever you think the American culture is, whatever you think the American culture is, you're wrong. Because it's not my culture. And I'm as American as they come. My parents came across from the Mayflower, pal. Now, just a second.
Your parents?
Hold on there, Ron.
Not my parents. My ancestors, buddy.
Ron, quit your damn lollygagging out there and let me talk for a second.
Put him on hold, Tim. Can you put him on hold, please? That'd be fantastic.
I'm trying to engage the guy in a conversation. He wants to talk underneath.
Now you have it. Go, sir.
I wanted to be able to ask him questions.
Well, he's on hold. Now he has to listen to you. So you ask the question, and we'll bring him back.
Well,
he doesn't want to stop talking. Now he has to listen. See,
as far as just because I don't want borders doesn't mean that I want some kind of trans world government. And all I want to know is, what is culture? What is his culture? Is it the same as mine?
Let's find out. You want to find out?
Yeah.
Let's go back to Ron. Back. You're back now. What is your culture,
well,
Ron?
I would have preferred that we engage in a polemic contest, but then put me on hold and then you sandbagged me before the break. I will tell
Ron,
you what culture is.
Are you still
you
on the phones or not? Huh?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then answer the question.
We have a definition of culture based upon what the social value system is of that society that has been in place for the most part, the majority model in that society
what
for a very
mean?
Long
you
time.
You are making crap
the
up as you go.
What language has predominantly been spoken in this country
English.
For at least 200 years?
English.
That's culture.
Damn language. You don't even know what the definition of a culture is.
That's one part of it. The other part of it, what is the system upon which things were done?
What do you mean?
Okay, what was the system? What was the economic and social system and principles, and who were the founders of the country?
Are you saying that only English people should be allowed in this country?
No, but I'm saying that there is an impression, a cultural impression, which every group that has come thereafter has largely followed.
No, I don't think that's true. We've picked up, as a matter of fact, our military is based on the French model.
Did the democracy this country was founded on? Where was that from?
Actually, so this is supposed to be a representative republic.
Principle.
Yeah, we don't live in a
democracy.
Thank freaking God. Now,
we live in a democratic republic. That's control. That's true. We live in a form of republic.
You know what, Ron? Here's what I'd like to understand. I want to know what your vision is.
I'd like to ask you another question. You said to me, what would they do with California? And you seem to feel that it was rather strange that you said, well, they wouldn't do nothing with it. Well, then I ask you this question and answer it. What did they do with Mexico? Did
they
develop it?
Are you talking about the Mexican people?
Yeah. What was done with it? Has Mexico
Developed the Mexican government's full of corruption, and so is ours. And you want to grow ours.
Why would... No, I don't want...
Yes, you do. If you want to keep those borders closed, you want nothing but to grow that... You are a damn police state Nazi. What are you talking about?
Unification of a people, then you have crystallization of what your problems is.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know you wouldn't.
Hang on a second here, buddy. Hang on. I want to understand the practical application. Ron, hold on there, bud. I want to understand the practical application of all these ideas that you're spouting off here. I want to know, if you're somebody that wants to control the border, how is it that you plan on doing that? Can you explain that to me?
You want to know the first way to control the border? Is by controlling internally. A, you remove the incentive for these people to be here in the first place.
Welfare?
The first thing, that's one step.
We agree with ending welfare, Ron.
Okay. And the section is sanction of any employer who illegally hires these people.
Well, now, why would you want to hurt somebody who's just trying to provide their product cheaply to the American people?
Because we know that there's a small benefit to the individual who's offering their product to the American people at a larger and more significant cost to the people of America.
Are you supportive of the minimum wage?
The culture.
It
undermines the nation. It undermines the American worker. It undermines the standard of living.
The minimum wage?
Do you think it would even undermine that? Yes.
No. You missed my question, Ron. You keep rambling. Now, are you a supporter of the minimum wage?
Minimum wage, and you damn well know that.
I can't hear you because you're talking over me, Ron. My question for you is, are you a supporter of the minimum wage?
I am a supporter of a wage that is a reasonable wage. That's what I'm supporting.
You think there should be a higher minimum wage, is that right?
I believe that if you have a certain social policy in place, it brings that about. But that social policy cannot be achieved where you have people...
Okay, I get where you're at. Now, you want to lower the American standard of living, then. Is that what you want?
No, raise it.
Absolutely. That's all you're
going to
get. If you put this policy in place...
You want to dilute it so it's lowered, not me.
What?
You want to dilute it so it's loaded.
No. You're talking about some kind of average. I'm talking about my standard of living, pal.
Borders and having people come in who will perform certain tasks of labor at very substandard and unrealistic wages.
And where is the problem with that?
The problem with that is it drags down the character and the quality of life in a modern
nation. You, sir, know nothing about economics. Allow me to just explain this to you, buddy.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you a question.
No. You can ask me a question in just a moment after I explain basic economics to you, Ron. See, here's how it works. When you hire people to make your product at a lower wage, it makes it so your costs are lower. So, therefore, you can sell those products at a lower price, which means that people like you and I who go to Walmart and buy things are buying them at a lower price, which means our dollars go further, Ron. We can buy more stuff as a result of that, and there's nothing wrong with the quality of these products. It's just that the people that are making them are paid less. We benefit from that. You can't see that?
You're paying less for things more now than you did before we had the large number of illegal aliens being underpaid in this country? That's insane.
If we didn't have the immigration that we have now where the immigrants are willing to work for a lower wage than the American employees, we would be paying more for those items today than we are right now. Now, what I was trying to say is, 10 years ago, the same object that I'm paying $3 for may have cost $2.50. That's not the result of more illegal immigrants in the country. That's the result of inflation, which is a completely unrelated issue.
Now you can ask your question, Ron. Go for it. Ron?
Are going to have cheaper labor costs that they're going to pass on.
Were you still talking? Did you want to ask your question?
That's not happened.
Okay, you were on hold there, Ron, so we couldn't hear you.
I could answer it more succinctly for you if I drew you pictures.
Actually, I want to hear your question, Ron. You said you got a question for me. What is it?
I posed that question like 3 minutes ago.
You haven't even asked the question. All right, we'll talk to you later, Ron. Thanks for the call, buddy.
You didn't answer it.
800-259-9231. There's no getting through to people like you. You xenophobic bigot. You want to close the borders down in this country. You are not for freedom. And we'll talk about this more. Coming back, you take control of the airways. 800-259-9231.
Do me a favor, Ron. Die in a fire.
More on the way. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. The number's toll-free, 800-259-9231. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where the Shrine of Female Listeners is found. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo. In fact, we have a brand new Shriner up there right now. Her name's Kim Sue, and you can see her. She's on our front page of our site, freetalklive.com. The Shrine, of course, to get on the Shrine, ladies, you have to send us a validated photo. And this one is one of a kind of a friendly to Manwich validation.
Yeah, well, you know, people pick different stuff, and this girl obviously has good taste.
Yeah.
She says, Manwich is pretty.
Yeah.
So, and you are.
Yeah,
You're a very pretty man.
I am a pretty man.
Sometimes I just want to touch you.
All the way down to my nails.
Basically, to validate, ladies, you have to send us a photo that proves that you listen to the show. And you can see what I mean by going to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. The calls are rolling in here. We're talking immigration. Let's go to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo-Manwich.
Howdy, y'all. The border thing, I'd like to ask the question or pose the question that how many people that don't like what's going on with the borders are invested in the stock market and got 401s and IRAs? Because the stock market's invested in globalism. Globalism is invested in the North American Union. What's going down at the borders is the North American Union being implemented. No borders. They announced it at Waco. They announced it up in Canada. They announced it in Cancun. If you don't like what's going on, people, pull your money out of the stock market. Get your money out of the bank, because the banks in the stock market is what's financing all of this. But most people can't, because they're on the loan, they're slaves. So it's insanity that they're complaining about it, and they're invested in the stock market.
You're saying there's some hypocrisy going on here? The people that are anti-immigration?
Hold on, hang on.
Dave, you're telling me that the people that are anti-immigrant are actually supporting them by investing money in the stock market?
And the 401s are invested in the stock market. We just got the order from the president that everybody's going to be invested in the stock market. And the stock market just went global. What's going on is the implementation of the North American Union. People don't want to talk
about
it.
What does that mean? What's the North American Union? I don't know that.
Mexico, America, and Canada is one union, one like the European Union.
Really?
There's going to be a 10-head, like a New World Order government.
You think so?
This is what's going on, people. They're taking away the border. What do you think? These 500,000 people just showed up in 1 week? No, this is all planned. This is all orchestrated.
Wait a minute. I'm glad they didn't ask me to move to, like, Bulgaria or something.
Big time money is being spent.
Now, this is an interesting... I never heard this approach to this.
We're being walked right into a trap. If everybody gets their way and we round them up and we send them back and do this and do that, then they're going to impose all kinds of freaky laws on everybody, because
then all of
a sudden your birth certificate ain't going to prove that you're an American citizen, because we don't want their children here either. So all of a sudden the birth certificate goes out the window. Everybody's got to get a passport. Everybody got to get an ID. And then they impose the chip. Okay, you want to...
You know, Dave, I think you're on to something here.
This is a Pandora's box.
Dave, I think you're kind of on to something here. I don't know if there's really a plot, and I don't know if there's going to be a North American Union and all that stuff. I'm not too sure about that.
They announced it. They announced it. What do you think they were talking about in Cancun?
Dave,
I believe... What do you think they were talking about in Waco 2 years ago?
Dave, I think that there's probably people out there with plans like what you're talking about, but what I think you're absolutely dead-on accurate about is the fact that there's going to be a police state imposed as a result of these new immigration controls.
Way we could throw them a curve on that, man, is love them like a Christian nation should.
You mean love the immigrants?
Be free like a free nation should.
That's what
we
I'm talking about.
We show the world how a free nation handles this.
You tell
them,
Dave.
We show the world how the Christians handle this. And we love them.
I'm an atheist, and I love immigrants, too.
That will freak them out. They won't know what to do because we didn't act the way they wanted us to act. And I say we fight them with love.
Man, Dave, I love it, man. Thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. That's brilliant. I mean, that's great. And then I don't agree with fighting them with love. I mean, that's just... Come in. It's a free country. Here, have yourself a free country and make a life for yourself and buy a house someday and get yourself a car and send your kids to school and have a good life.
Yeah,
it's America. You're supposed to be free.
To try to stop a man from earning a living, I can't see that's what America's about. I'm sorry. This culture that you're talking about, I don't want anything to do with your frickin' culture if your culture's about keeping a man from earning an honest day's labor.
So I don't know about the whole New World Order and all that stuff, and I don't know if there's a big plot going on here, and I certainly don't think that the immigrants that are in the street protesting are in on the plot. I mean, that's for sure. But there's one thing is that Dave is absolutely right about, and that is if we go down this path, this anti-immigration, pro-xenophobia path, We're all going to end up with national identification cards, random vehicle checkpoints. We had Jacob Hornberger
barcodes
on,
tattooed on our foreheads, the whole deal.
We had Jacob Hornberger on last hour who pointed out that there actually are checkpoints north of the border. There are checkpoints that are inside this country that aren't at the border, down in Texas and down in Arizona and places like that. So we already have checkpoints. And they're just going to expand them out beyond the South. And then, of course, they're going to be checking in on people's businesses to ensure that you're not hiring any illegals. And how are they going to do that? Well, we've talked about it. They have a plan in place. It's actually going on right now where businesses have volunteered to be part of this federal employee check program. Where, Manwich, if you're coming to me looking for a job, and I'm one of these businesses that has agreed to be in this program,
right,
and you say, hey, man, I want to come sweep your sidewalk. And I'd say, well, now, wait a minute there, son. I'm going to have to run you through this here federal database. We're going to have to do a little check on you to make sure you're not an illegal immigrant. Well, that's happening. There's 5,000 businesses in America that are doing that.
Thought that would be a good idea.
But the feds are going to make it mandatory. They're talking about making it mandatory to where an immigration check has to be run on you prior to you getting a job in America.
Oh, I'm sure all that will run smoothly and the infrastructure won't cost us anything.
It's absolutely
good.
Insane.
We can do that with existing infrastructure,
and
I'm sure.
These anti-immigration zealots pass this off as freedom and liberty. Let's go to George in Tennessee. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hello, guys.
Hey George.
Hey, the guy Ron that you guys blasted at the end, I happen to agree with him like 100%. Like, are you saying that everybody like him is a xenophobe and needs to die in a fire?
Just a second.
No, Torgo said that.
That was just me, and I was just angry with him at that particular time. We'll see whether or not you need to be set on fire.
Now,
okay.
Now I will find we will find out whether you're a xenophobe. How about this? Let's get rid of all the immigration laws.
Yeah, I mean that's totally horrible and wrong.
No, nope, why? Then you're a bigot.
Why?
Then I'm a bigot.
What's wrong with that?
What else could you be? Why is it horrible and wrong to get rid of the immigration laws?
I don't know. It sounds just as irrational as saying if I don't want them all to be erased, then I'm a bigot. That sounds like completely...
You know what? I've coalesced it all the way down. Now, follow my logical steps here. What you're going to tell me is why shouldn't there be immigration? Because these people have violated the law. Right?
Yeah.
So let's get rid of the law here and then just let people cross the borders legally. And no, which means that it has nothing to do with the law. In fact, that's just bigotry.
George, you still coming back? George? If you're still there, George, hang on. I don't know if we put you on hold yet or not, but we do want to talk to you and explore this a little bit more with you. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about immigration? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Oh, he hung up. We're coming back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitor. competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll free. You take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The archives are there, so if you've missed a moment of the show, go and get them for free. Right there on the front page of our website at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
There you go, freestateproject.org. So we've been talking about immigration. We had George on the line a moment ago, and we wanted him to hang on, but he was too chicken, so he hung up the phone.
Do you think I was mean to him? I mean, I wasn't trying to be. I was trying to make what I thought was a clear point.
I think you were a little, I think, brusque, especially considering it was the beginning of the call. I would have liked to have explored the immigration issue a little bit more with him.
Well, he sort of asked me, and it was essentially me who made the statement, that if I think that people, that we don't want to do away with the borders, that people are bigots. And I really, I figure that that's got to be it. You've got to be either, because it seems like the arguments for avoiding avoiding immigration are either A, cultural, which is bigotry, or color, which is bigotry,
right,
and or laws.
Or total misunderstanding of economics, which is what a lot of it is.
It's not a misunderstanding. They just choose to not understand economics. I'm sorry. I can't see how they wouldn't get it.
Well, especially when we explain it. It's so simple.
I mean, life's going to stink without immigrants in this country. It's going to stink. We're not going to make as much money. It's not going to be as valuable.
That's true.
And please, please, I know you hate the brown people, but don't do that to me.
They took our job.
Well, that's something we haven't actually touched on yet, at least on this particular show, is this simple economic fact that when more people come to America, there aren't jobs that are stolen or taken. There's not a finite amount of jobs. Every new person that comes into this country adds jobs to this country. Because they create both supply and demand. When a new person comes in here, it doesn't matter if they come from Mexico or Bulgaria, they come in here and they create a demand for products, they create a demand for services, they need somewhere to live, they need to be entertained, they need to consume things, just like everybody else in America does. And so therefore, all of those products and services, they have an extra consumer, they have to hire new people on. As more people come in to consume more products, more people have to be hired to provide those products. It's simple economics. So if you don't get that, then you're either not paying attention, or maybe you are a bigot. 1-800-259-9231, let's go to the phones. Ladies first, Jane in Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Jane.
I was just dazzled by your innocence and naivete.
Is that right?
In the discussion you had earlier with the gentleman who had that whole cogent analysis of corporate globalization, the drive toward global governance, the elimination of national sovereignty, and phasing out of borders into global labor and global financial markets. Although I disagreed here and there with the detail, I think his analysis was pretty cogent, pretty accurate. I think he accurately described the policies long term.
So they want to create a North American Union?
Well, regionalization is sort of the face that corporate globalization will take. You will see, you've seen the emergence of these regional councils of governments all over the United States, for example.
How are the politicians that are in power now, the people that have the power, how are they going to benefit when there's a North American Union? And there's also politicians in power in Mexico, and there's politicians in power in Canada. How are all these politicians going to benefit?
Moving financial operations, business operations, and politics offshore, moving it beyond the reach of the nation state or the law enforcement capabilities of the nation state, makes it only accountable to whoever holds global leverage, global power.
Oh, I see. Now, what's going to happen
I wanted to get back to your naivety.
No, wait a minute, Jane. I want to explore this global thing that you're talking about.
I want to talk about the demonstrations today.
Well, now, wait a minute. You bring stuff up, and now we get to respond. Now, hold on, Jane. I want to understand this, because you say I'm naive, so I want to understand. Mm. You're saying that all the power is going to go outside of the borders, that there's going to be some sort of global government, right?
No. I'm saying we already have a global government. It's just transitioning out of the illusion of the nation state and into something a little more centralized.
So what's going to happen when you've got a group like the Free State Project that's all moving, a bunch of liberty lovers, nutty people like us, want to get freedom back in America? We're going all to the same state to stand up for liberty. What's going to happen when this so-called global government comes down finally? I mean, they've been working on this for decades. Maybe they'll finally get around to doing it, right? What's going to actually happen?
Oh, it depends on the state. There are a lot of conditions that weigh into that.
Well,
the prospects for establishing a free republic on American soil again?
Yeah. What's going to happen?
Well, you know, first of all, you've got economic it would have to be able to defend itself. What you would probably see there is they would negotiate a separate peace with the globalists. In other words,
so the globalists would leave us alone? Is that what you're saying?
Corporate globalization with the assets of modern-day psyops and media, corporate media, advertising, is able to market a version of it. They're able to actually come up with the illusion of democracy, so to speak, or self-governance.
So essentially you're telling me they're going to let us alone in New Hampshire if we have our own little free state and they're just going to enslave the rest of the world?
It depends.
Okay. Now let's move on to your next question, Jane. Did you have another question?
Well, what I wanted to get to was the funding behind the organizations that amassed these huge demonstrations today, which you think it's a waste of time talking about them?
Go ahead. Tell me about the funding. What's that all about?
Well, you know, as you were listening to your caller, earlier caller, who, as I say, I thought had a really cogent
analysis. I'm not sure the cogent caller that you're actually talking about.
I think you're talking about Dave from Montana.
Yeah, Dave, who called in.
Detailed analysis that I thought really laid out the whole history of corporate globalization and how.
So do you agree with Dave that we should open the borders and let people in?
Oh, you're talking about the Christian loving of people?
Yeah.
I'm not obligated to take that position. I'm a Jew. I don't have to love anybody.
Well, try Jewish loving of people.
Well, I'm an atheist, and I love people, too. You don't have to be a Christian to love people.
Yeah,
yes,
I know
you
that.
Do.
Well, I'm not a practicing Jew. I mean, ethnically, I'm a Jew. I'm probably closer to your beliefs in terms of, it's hard to say. But
So then you do believe in opening the borders and loving people and letting people in?
No. What I think is this. I think if you want to preserve the nation state and national sovereignty.
I don't like it. It makes me sick. I hate our government.
I mean, this is how they got in power in the first damn place.
Right. So you're not happy with the original Constitution at all.
I love the Constitution.
Well, you don't seem to like the 14th Amendment very much.
The first 10 are really the good ones.
Yeah, first 10 are the winners.
The naivete is here, because we can argue, you guys are very well read and very principled, and I take your principles seriously.
Thanks.
But you're naive and you're innocent in this sense.
Right, because we believe in freedom. We're naive.
Well, now, hold on.
No,
go ahead and explain why.
You're not looking at the hand that moves, you know. you're not looking at the real invisible hand that you guys like to talk about, you know, market types.
We're talking about liberty, Jane. When you can cross borders freely, you have liberty. When there's border guards and border patrol,
free physical movement. I agree. Free physical movement is a freer state.
Cool. So we're in agreement. Thanks for the call, Jane. 800-259-9231. Thanks. 800-259-9231. We're going to come back with more. Jeff's on the line. We got Matthew, John, all kinds of calls. Ladies, you come first if you make the call. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. And that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. You join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki there for you, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. On there, there's info about the show, about the hosts, some callers, details on the issues we talk about, and a variety of other things. All of the content on the wiki has been created by you, the listeners. It's simple. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com, create an account, and you can edit virtually anything that you see there. You can add to it. It's fantastic stuff, and it's fun. It's free. wiki.freetalklive.com. You know, we just got off the phone with Jane in Maryland, and she claimed that we're naive. She thinks we're naive because we believe in freedom and letting people come here on their own and make their own life for themselves. Whoa! That's naive. No, actually, Jane, I think people like you are the ones that are naive. I think it's naivete to suggest that the government can control the borders. I think it's naive to suggest that the government can keep immigrants out of America. That these all
I'm
these,
not sure she suggested that entirely.
Well, if you're talking about immigration control, that's what you're talking about.
That's true. That's the only option.
Okay. Because the immigrants are either going to be free to come in, or there's going to be government programs and government troops opposing their freedoms. And so if you think the government's going to take care of the immigration problem, you're living in a fantasy land. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to... Ooh, wait, no. Cheryl was on, but now she's not. So now we're going to go to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Gentlemen.
Hey,
hey, buddy.
Thank you.
Torgo.
Yeah, what's up?
Let's see. Anyway, this is going to be a new book by John Stossel coming out next month called Myths, Lies, and Downright Stupidity.
Ah.
Get Out the Shovel, Why Everything You Know Is Wrong.
His first book was fantastic. It was called Give Me a Break.
Yeah, fantastic. And I'm looking forward to this new one. And,
all right, good plug for John. Now, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm kind of excited about it. But anyway, I just became an amplifier tonight. So,
excellent. Thank you.
And you've got an email there, and with all my
I will
facts.
Be processing the amplifiers after the show.
So. Awesome. Okay. We're going out to dinner.
He's kidding, of course.
Yeah. Anyway, as far as the immigration thing goes, I'm from my mother's side is directly from the Mayflower, and my father's side is from the English colony, so I'm English pretty much all the way.
Yeah.
And I don't see is this. They're threatening, you know, the English-American culture at all. That's completely nonsense.
What is the English-American culture anyway? I'm still trying to figure this out.
Well, it's, you know, it's a...
White picket fences?
English language, English common law, some of that.
Well, it's not like the laws are going to disappear because, 20 million Mexicans come across the border. That's
absolutely
a little silly.
And it's very silly. And it's also, and I think immigration is, brings strength to this country. It's more workers for, bringing more jobs. It's
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I like how you put that it's bringing more jobs. They do not take jobs. They create jobs when
they
come.
Right. They take jobs and then they create jobs.
Right, and people who get very wealthy, because, you know, let's talk about a libertarian America in the future. Let's say there's no or very few taxes. Well, they're keeping their money and they're investing it in their own businesses, and they're making more, and they're bringing more American dream.
But then they're sending it all back home to Mexico, and they're taking money out of the economy. Haven't you heard that excuse?
Oh, it's terrible. I just can't believe it.
You know, because you're not supposed to be free to send your money wherever you want to send it, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Some woman where Kayleen works was arguing that Jews can't send money to Israel for some reason.
Why the hell can't they? They do it all the time.
I have no idea, but apparently that's some kind of anti-American thing, sending money to Israel.
Well, it's good that some people are still out there that are pro-freedom and pro-immigration. Matthew, thanks for the call,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely. Have a good night, gentlemen.
Answer. Yeah, will do.
Is it anti-American to adopt a kid, like, in Africa?
Send money over there?
Yeah, send money over there.
30 cents a day?
30 cents a day, right.
Yeah.
You know, what's her name?
Sally Struthers.
Struthers.
I think she's still at it.
Crying on TV.
Well, what else is she going to do?
well, they could bring back All in the Family.
Hey, could they? Yeah, I bet Carol O'Connor would be fantastic.
As a corpse.
Hey, let's go to Jeff in Missouri. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Jeff in Missouri. Jeff going once.
Jeff,
do me. Jeff?
Hello, Jeff. Your phone sounds awful.
Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, brother, I got you. What's on your mind?
I think I have one answer to the corporate globalization problem.
Yeah?
We can pull, if enough people pull money out of the big banks, like Bank of America, Citigroup, all these big banks, and put it in small local banks and credit unions.
Yeah, I like supporting local banks. I think that's a fine idea. And I don't know what all this globalization scare, why everybody's so scared about sending money to other countries and having other countries send money here. It's just trade. I mean, just trading from one company to another. But fair enough, that's a free market solution, Jeff. If you don't like what one company's doing, stop giving them your money.
I don't like what they're doing with with war on based on lies and pharmaceuticals and all this other garbage. So I'd like to pull my money out.
That's the way to do it, as opposed to passing laws. Everybody else says, there ought to be a law. Well, no. Just stop sending them your money. If that's what you really believe, if you don't like Walmart, don't shop there. Thanks for the call, Jeff. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. RJ in Montana is hanging on. Also, we got, let's see, who else? Oh, John is still online as well. And ladies, Cheryl, if you're still out there, we do want to hear from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. You bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, and I'm sure our board op will bring up our music bed here at some point. This is Free Talk Live.
You should do this for a living.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of neat stuff on our website. You can join us there. It's all for free at freetalklive.com. But if you want to help support the show, shop with us through our partnership with Amazon. It's the world's largest retailer. I don't know if you're going to be supporting globalization by shopping with Amazon. But
well, they're a global company. They ship all around the world. Amazon. Well, I don't know. Never mind. I was going to say something, and I realized, hold on, we're trying to promote Amazon, and I was just going to say something that might make them look bad to some kooks.
No, I like Amazon. They got a wide selection of products, electronics, baby stuff, furniture, clothes, you name it, it's there. Shop with us, but don't go straight to their site. go through our site by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. If you do that, then all of the purchases you make, we'll get a percentage of after you enter through our site. So you can't just enter one day and then go back a week later by going straight to Amazon. You always have to go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to RJ in Montana, listening on KGEZ. RJ, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, RJ. RJ in Montana going once. RJ in Montana going twice.
Hello.
Hey, RJ.
There he is.
All right.
We were just about to sell you off to the highest bidder.
Well, I just got on national radio, and I almost missed my big chance. Huh?
Well, now here's your big break.
Well, all righty then. Well, you know, I've been listening to you folks talking about immigration issues, and you're pretty new in this radio station here in Montana.
That's right, KGEZ, the Edge Z600.
That's right. But I'm kind of wondering, is there any number of immigrants that you guys would consider too many?
No, well, sir.
None. So if we, there's probably 6 billion people in the world that live in a poorer situation than Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Should they all come in?
Well, you know what's going to be really great is when all 6 billion come in, think of all the property that's going to be available all across the world. Because then the despots won't have anybody to control.
Oh, I see.
And I'll be able to set up my own little country.
You want to have them all come here and then go take over their country.
Well, that's not really what the goal is. The goal is to be able to get rid of the borders everywhere, not just here, but in all countries. And to allow
people...
Yeah,
but where will they go to? I mean, you know...
Some people will come here...
You're going to kill the goose that laid the golden egg.
Well, now hold on a second. Now let's be realistic.
The goose
here
that laid the golden egg is freedom.
RJ, right. RJ, let's be realistic. The whole world's not coming to America. It's physically impossible for them to do that. But, you know,
no, that's good.
If the borders were open, as they should be, then more people would come in because they're looking for freedom and liberty. Now, RJ, wouldn't you agree with me that we should end welfare?
Well, I think yes, I think so.
Government welfare.
Well, your presumption people are coming here for freedom and liberty is I think, erroneous.
What else are they coming here for?
Well, they're coming here for many reasons. They're coming here because some of them are coming here to take advantage of the generous welfare system.
So, therefore,
some people
RJ,
are coming here to take advantage of free medical care,
RJ,
free education.
Whoa. RJ, now wait a minute. You just named a bunch of government programs. These
right.
government programs are not pro-freedom, pro-liberty programs.
Exactly,
they're socialism,
but they're major attractants for illegal immigration.
They're sure socialism they and they're communism in America. If we ended government welfare, if we ended government education and government paid for health care, then the only kinds of immigrants that would be coming here would be those that really were looking for freedom and liberties. And that
or they're looking for an opportunity to exploit this, the financial underworld here.
Exploit
there's plenty of that.
The financial
there's
underworld.
A lot of people in the world that don't mean us well.
I want to know what you mean by
no, exploit the mafia.
The financial underworld. I want to know what you mean by that. If you can hang on, RJ. I've never heard that term before. The financial underworld. Does that mean the black market? We'll explore that on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you?